So our gospel reading from Matthew today is the same chapter where just last week we heard Jesus say some really hard things to hear. It's where he said, I came not to bring peace, but division. Those who follow me, he said, will be pitted against family members and those they love. And then in his words today, we keep hearing Jesus talking about a reward, which in English implies something that we earn or deserve, which is just not what Jesus talks about elsewhere. So because the whole 10th chapter of Matthew is kind of hard to get at, I want to offer us a paraphrase. So this is a paraphrase. Follow along, if you like, in the bulletin what the RSV says. Here Jesus says, we are intimately connected together in this work of the harvest. Anyone who accepts what you do accepts me, the one who sent you. Anyone who accepts what I do accepts my Father who sent me. Accepting a messenger of God is as good as being God's own messenger. Accepting somebody's help is as good as giving somebody help. This is a really big work that I've called you into, but don't be overwhelmed by it. It's best to start small. So, for example, give a cool cup of water to somebody who's thirsty. The smallest act of giving or receiving makes you a true apprentice. And you won't lose a thing. Did you hear that? Jesus calls us apprentices. Now, we know what an apprentice is, right? It's somebody who learns by doing and who watches what a master in the trade does, and over time they learn the trade from the master. That is what Jesus calls us into, a way of living where we learn by doing. Because you see, what we do matters. It matters a lot. It's not just in what we give or do toward other people, but it is also in how we receive them. Jesus even said accepting somebody else's help is as good as giving somebody help. Now, how does that work? Well, it is a big deal, because see, what it does is it makes us trade places. And we realize, we're not quite as powerful as we think we are. And instead, it puts us in the position the disciples were in, for example, when Jesus washed their feet. It reminds us that even though we have a lot of stuff, our stuff doesn't give us what we need. We don't need more stuff. What we need is love and acceptance. We need meaning and purpose. And Jesus gives us one. The purpose is to join him in redeeming this world. So when we give to others, they also give back to us. It's not we get the same things back. We get something back we need. I mean, frequently we will give things that tend to be the basics: food, clothes, safe place to sleep, place to take a shower, things like that. But you know what they give back is far more valuable, because they help us step out of our narrowly defined worlds to help us see a bigger picture, to see what really truly matters. So that suddenly getting just the right throw pillows to match the couch or having a perfectly weedless lawn are not nearly as important as we once thought they were. Last year, when the food pantry at Bread of Healing was low, there was a week when all they had left were soda crackers and oatmeal. And there was one guy coming through the line, and when he got to the window to get the food, he was given a box of oatmeal. And the woman working there apologized, said, I'm really sorry, all we have left is oatmeal. And he said, oh, don't apologize. He said, better oatmeal than no meal. Gratitude. When we take time to listen to those who are so lonely, they've forgotten how to cry. When we walk with those who are forgotten, who are vilified, who are blamed, they give us the opportunity to matter to them. What we do matters. Jesus tells us whenever we receive somebody in his name, we have received him. If we even give a cup of cold water to somebody who's thirsty, we have done it to him. Later in Matthew, the same gospel, chapter 5, if you want to follow along at home, is where Jesus says, when I was hungry, you fed me. When I was in prison, you came and visited me. I was sick, you came to minister to me. I was thirsty, and you gave me a cup of water. And his disciples said, Lord, we never saw you in those places. And Jesus said, oh, whenever you did it to somebody else, you did that to me. These words in Matthew are words from Jesus to his disciples. They're words about apprenticeship, what it means to follow him, what it means to learn by doing. And he calls them to live differently than the rest of the world. Now, these words are in contrast to other places where Jesus points out the hypocrisy of the Pharisees, who were so focused on doing the right thing and following the rules, they didn't have any time for loving others. They didn't make it a point to care for the weak and the poor and the widows and the orphans. Paul, who wrote our second reading today, was one of those guys. He was a Pharisee. Now, we should keep in mind that the Pharisees did not set out to be hypocrites, but really, who tries to be a hypocrite? Well, they had good intentions. They wanted to try to love God by following God's laws perfectly. Now, what can be bad about that? Nothing. Unless it becomes rigid legalism, which is very quickly what happened. So their focus fell on laws and rules about personal conduct and behavior, doing the right thing, wearing the right clothes, cutting their hair the right way, eating the right food. But they quickly forgot about God's commands to care for the weak and the widows and the orphans. They followed all the religious rules and laws, but were they doing God's will? Jesus said no. Paul used to be one of those guys. His first career was he was a front man for a hit squad who went from town to town to find out who the Christians were among the Jews. And he had them singled out and then had them stoned to death. Now, Paul thought he was doing God's will. He thought he was doing God a favor. And then one day, Jesus came to him in the vision, and he had a conversion experience and became a follower of Jesus, and his life turned around. Now, Paul is not the only one who has gone around hurting people, even killing them in the name of God, and calling it good and right. It's real easy to find hypocrites. Even today, Christians will commonly confuse Old Testament law with the words of Jesus, assuming that it all has equal authority, without realizing the two are often in conflict with each other. So, for example, the Old Testament tells us, eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, a law of retribution. Jesus says, somebody slaps you, turn the other cheek. Pray for those who persecute you. Bless those who harm you. But left to ourselves, more often than not, we like to reduce the ways of Jesus into rules that are focused on trying to be good enough so we don't get God angry. But even if we follow every rule you can think up, how many people does that feed? Does that visit anybody in prison? Or when they're sick? How many coats does it get to people who are cold? If we follow all the right religious rules, how many beds does it provide for people who have nowhere to stay? Yet part of us commonly asks Jesus, okay, just tell me what I got to do. What are the rules? Keep it simple. So Jesus says, okay, great. You want a rule? You want a law? There's one. That's all you can handle. One. Love. Live by the values of the kingdom of God. Love, compassion, and generosity. So what we do matters. Actions speak louder than words. The world says bigger is better. Jesus says, don't be overwhelmed, start small. Love one person. Feed one hungry person. Bring one bag of food for SOS Food Pantry. Bring one item for Pine Ridge. We don't have to do it all. We won't live long enough. But something happens in us as we start to live in the ways of Jesus, starting small. It changes us a little bit at a time. It makes our hearts grow, and we find that we don't need to take the same amount of love and divide it among more people. Oh no, our hearts grow, and we have the capacity for more love and more grace to flow through us. Following Jesus is not about simply following rules, and it's not just about caring for others. It's both. See, if we pretend it's either or, that's a false choice. We need to live in a balance. Jesus begins with us internally, with a promise of love and freedom from fear, the promise of restored relationship from God that we can't break. That's where we begin, but that is not where we stop. Jesus leads us back out into the world to share that same love and compassion and mercy with others. Friends, we are Jesus' apprentices. We get to learn by doing. Now, apprentices, they're never perfect, are they? Mm-mm. Apprentices make mistakes. They goof things up. And that's okay. It's part of how we learn. Jesus sends us as his followers to learn by doing, to love others, to show mercy. And as we do, we feel the way of Christ flowing through us as we become more and more who we are, who God has made us to be, little Christs, Christians, carrying God's grace into this world. Share this thing. Feel it make you grow. Amen.